So our team here at the Takeaway, united with the team over at Transportation Nation here at our flagship station WNYC, are trying to get a picture of how high gas prices and rising gas prices are changing patterns of behavior in the United States. You can actually see an interactive map over at thetakeaway.org, and we want to hear what's changed for you. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can sign up to text your position, your story, your price. To us, just text the word GAS to 69866. That's GAS, G-A-S, 69866. So I'm looking at Google Maps, John Manrique. How you doing this morning?
Fine, sir. How are you today?
Now, I'm noticing you've got a commute, right? You're listening to us in South Florida on WLRN.
Correct.
And you've got a commute from Palm Beach Gardens down to Miami, right?
That's the daily grind, yes,
now,
sir.
Now, are you going to take I-95, or do you take that other road, the road that's to the west?
No, I typically take 95. I like a challenge, so I'd rather do that than the turnpike. Plus, the turnpike with the tolls, you got to save your, with gas prices the way they are, you got to save yourself a couple bucks when you can.
Now, looking at Google Maps here, this seems to me to be about a 90-minute commute. Am I wrong?
On a good day, yes, sir.
On a good day. All right, so how has gas prices affected your drive to work, your cost of living, et cetera?
Well, I mean, you know, the drive is the drive, so we're spending $60, $70 every other day on gas. So that makes you look for coupons when you can, when I get where I'm going, walk versus drive, you know, bring the lunch down to work with, which, you know, wherever you can help save here and there. You know, I work in real estate, so... when things change down here in South Florida as far as real estate went, you got to go where the jobs are.
All right, so you're in real estate. You're spending $70 every couple of days. I'm doing the math here. What's your car payment, John Manrique?
Fortunately, I own it now, so that's been a good thing.
All right, but you're paying about six.
It was about $500 a month.
All right, but your fuel price is, by my calculation, $600 a month.
Yeah.
Ouch. Listen to what one of our listeners said about this.
My name is Sarah. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Well, I live over 40 miles from my job, so I have to drive on cruise control so that my tank will last me instead of 4 or 5 days, 7, maybe 8 days, maybe eventually start trying a carpool because it's getting really, really expensive.
My name is Joe Guyon from Rock Hill, South Carolina, where gas prices are cheaper than most areas of the country, but it's impacting me. I'm bundling my errands and shopping and eating locally.
You know, I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of that over the next couple of years. Bundling your errands and shopping. John Manrique, does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Also, turn the AC off. I don't know if it's a wives' tale or not, but do that. Keep the windows open. Enjoy our beautiful South Florida days.
You're going to really keep the air conditioning off down there?
In August, sir, no.
All right. In August, sir, no. John Manrique.
We'll be switching to Ramen Pride.
There we go. John Manrique is a Takeaway listener on WLRN in South Florida, getting ready to start his commute down to Miami. 90 minutes on a good day, but $600 a month with fuel prices the way they are these days. Text the word GAS to 69866. That's GAS to 69866. And tell us about your commute, your story, and your change of behavior. And give us the price of gas in your neck of the woods. Thanks, John. Good luck.
Thank you. Take care.